Blog Talk Radio.
Do you love the outdoors? Do you want to help make a difference for the planet? Then get involved in Collectively Rewilding. Collectively Rewilding is a movement to restore degraded ecosystems and reinvigorate sustainable traditions almost lost by working together. It's based on the idea that we can achieve more by working together than we can by working alone. Sharing the skill sets we have built over the years with each other and providing the community support we all need when there is so much work to be done in finding a sustainable future. To join our community here in Collectively Rewilding, go to www.collectivelyrewilding.com. Let's bring nature back into our lives in a community built for the wild in all of us.
I'm Diana from Delivering the Truth and Exposing the Lies. Join Russ and myself every Thursday night at 7:30 p.m. until 9 p.m. Eastern Standard Time while we deliver the truth about what's really going on in the world. You don't want to miss our shows. See you then.
Would you like to take your power back by following the principles of the universal laws? Earth-based spirituality such as pantheonism, shamanism, and personal alchemy? Are you sick of giving your power away to power-hungry gurus, the corrupt government, the globalists, and realize you have a higher purpose on this planet? That you are gods and goddesses that need to snap out of amnesia and reclaim your birthright? We're Darren and Dr. Joanna Wells, the Double D, founder of the Gods of Amenti, psychic intuitives, transformation coaches, training others to uncover lost knowledge and reclaim their sovereignty. Here to guide you every Sunday at 6 to 7:30 p.m. Pacific Standard Time and Wednesday 4:30 p.m. to 6 p.m. Pacific Standard Time on our show, Moving Beyond the Matrix, on freedomizerradio.com. Call-in number is 319-527-6208.
Good morning, good afternoon, and good evening, wherever and whenever you're tuning in from, my fellow Liberty lovers. This is Amber S. from Living with Freedom Ministries, reminding you to tune in on Tuesdays at 2 p.m. Central, noon Pacific Time, for the Living with Freedom show, where we'll embrace what living with freedom can look like physically, mentally, emotionally, spiritually, and in everyday life. That's 2 p.m. Central, noon Pacific, here on Freedomizer Radio.
You know what I think you should do? I think you should join us for Dynamic Word Bible Studies, where I am always hosting. My name is Felicia DeRozier, and I have two amazing co-hosts.
Cross, the favorite. You wish. This is Mariah, the real favorite child.
Oh, sure.
We spend a lot of time learning about the Bible and possibly a little time learning about humility. That would be awesome, right?
Yeah, Cross. Yeah, Mariah.
We air live every Wednesday from 9 a.m. Pacific Standard Time to 10:30. Right now we're going through the book of Romans, but we're going to start moving into the Gospel of John. We're going to learn about Jesus. We're going to learn about living and walking in the Spirit and learning to be a little humble with those that we live with. It's going to be a great time. I can't wait for you to join us. Right, guys?
Yeah, yeah.
All right, we'll see you then.
Bye.
Bye.
Hello to all you filth bags and something duckers that are looking for employment. We're hiring 87,000 new IRS agents. Are you able to knock on doors and demand to see people's tax returns? We need people who are willing to handle firearms. You need to be the government's new army. Your job will consist of number not grades of people who work as waitresses and did not report all their cash tips. Or maybe they had a yard sale and did not report income. You might need to shoot someone dead who is refusing to cooperate. Or you may have to deal with some childrens. that part is for me. You might need to enforce your will on people by any means necessary to force those 99% dolts and nincompoops to give over all their property to the 1%. If they say they voted for Trump, you kick them in the kumquats. Look, almost 75 million Americans voted for Trump. Another 12 million voted for other candidates. There is another 40 million that voted for Brandon and said something mean about him on Spybook. We need to teach those political enemies that we mean business as we turn America into a third world hellhole for all. If you vote Democrat, we will be coming for you eventually, but for now we are starting our training and first order of work with bringing those right and center wing extremists to those FEMA camps that they do not exist. So he wants to work for the IRS. Just go to their website and then we will put you in basic training. Once you prove to us you can handle a firearm and threaten Trump supporters hardcore enough, we will place you on those mean streets and help us confiscate property on all those fuss budgets that did not complete a perfect error-free annual taxation form. Good luck to all you applicants. And good luck all you dolts and something duck heirs who will let us get away with it.
Hello everyone. I am Broccoli Man. At night I fight for organic GMO-free food. During the day I fight crime against child trafficking. Please watch my story on rumble.com. Just look up Broccoli Man and you can see my regular run-ins and follies with G-Lobalist, the wiretap, the millennials, and everyone else I run into. I fight communists and very pro-free speech. Just check me out. Broccoli Man. On rumble.com. Hello Freedomizers. I am Broccoli Man. When I am not fighting crime, I listen to the Proof Negative radio show.
I am the Wire Ripper. Not only do I forbid you to listen to Freedomizer radio and the Proof Negative radio show, I am going to demand you wear a mask and get your naked body scan. We need to protect the one world government. You getting the real information hurts a crime syndicate. Do not listen to Proof Negative. You must now disrobe this instant so I can check your person for a constitution or cash money.
Anyway, listen to Proof Negative on Freedomizer Radio. Weeknights 9 p.m. to midnight Eastern. 6 to 9 p.m. Pacific Time. FreedomizerRadio.com.
Now, let's get back to the Proof Negative show here on FreedomizerRadio.com. Welcome to the Proof Negative radio show right here on FreedomizerRadio.com. Now sit back and enjoy the show.
Again, everyone, welcome back to another great night here on Freedomizer Radio. I am your host, Proof Negative, the big kahuna here on Freedomizer. I want to thank everybody so much for finding us tonight. Today is Tuesday. We'll have Christina here with us since we were not able to have a show yesterday. I do promise that we were here trying to log in for quite a long period of time, and it just didn't happen. So anyway, we're back. If you want to be a part of the show, the number here is 319-527-6208. And just press lucky number one on your phone. I will make it a point to bring you into the conversation. All right, let's bring Christina here.
Thanks, Proof. Good to be here tonight. We made it. Got in, so it's a shame that that happens. I mean, I guess it's just I guess who you guys use. They have issues technically, or what do you think is going on?
Yeah, I wish I knew, because I'm not going to go into it too much, but
yeah.
I will let you know that we are testing other companies as we speak here.
Well, I mean, yeah, because it's happened so many times, you know?
Yeah.
So it's a little ridiculous, especially if they don't have, you know, any real reason for it or do something, you know, for you for the trouble. So anyway, but I don't understand that side of it, so I can't help too much in understanding what's going on.
Oh, that's okay. I understand.
Yeah. So, other than that, you doing okay?
Yeah, I'm not complaining.
Good. Well, we're having Vegas weather now, finally. Actually, today was a beautiful day, so I'm enjoying this weather. Enjoying the weather, because it won't last long. Pretty soon it will be hot and humid.
Yeah.
Yes. Now, our humidity is bad here. That's the only bad thing about Missouri. It's probably close to being as bad as Florida, but we don't have the water. So anyway, and I'm still waiting for the cicadas to pop out of the ground. Oh, my gosh.
Oh, that hasn't happened yet?
No, not yet. Have you? Is it there?
No.
Oh, they said the ground has to reach a certain temperature before they come out. But I've seen some pictures, and oh, my goodness, I will freak. I mean, I swear my girls probably will not go outside up in St. Louis. They will hate it. Same here, and I've got big trees around my house, so that's the bad thing, because I think that's where they go.
But we had grasshoppers like 5 years ago. That was crazy.
Oh, wow, really?
Yeah.
Oh, my gosh. Yeah, that would have driven me crazy, for sure. Because I don't like the grasshoppers either, because they jump around too much. I think the cicadas pretty much, I mean, I guess they'll fly around a bit, but I think they pretty much like stay in the trees and stuff. I don't know. I can't remember the last time that they were that bad. But supposedly this year they're going to be pretty darn bad. So guess we will see. Oh, goodness.
Sorry, I'm trying to upload clips and I'm getting... Well, the good news is that we're on.
Yeah.
But the bad news is that I'm trying to upload clips and I get a server error when I try to upload a clip.
You know, it's been strange lately. I know, especially on my cell phone, like, what's really crazy is Dr. Morse's website, which is, he's got a general site you can go to that's just drmorse.health. And then from that site, he has all the other sites. So you can just go to that one and then you can get to all the other ones. And you know, my phone will block his website.
Oh.
It will not take me to it. It's the weirdest thing. And so finally, I finally tried Edge, pulled it up as a browser on my phone, and I was able to do it. But it said, you know, something was wrong with the link, but then at the bottom it said advanced settings. And if you click that, it says, you know, this is not a safe site or whatever. Do you want to continue? And I'm like, yes, because they're just trying to suppress it. And I can't believe they're suppressing his information. It's just ridiculous.
Well, if you follow the World Health Organization, they really want to put their plan in place in May to take over the world.
Yeah, whatever. Good luck, Prayer, take over us.
Brandon's ready to do it. It just depends if there's enough countries to make it happen.
Maybe we need to take over him. Somebody does. I'm so sick of it. Just like, I don't think they have any idea of how they've went beyond pushing people. You know what I mean? People have had enough.
Oh, are you? I hope you're not assuming they're dumb. I think they just don't care. Because remember, people are waking up because they went so far so fast that people are waking up and now they have no choice but to go for it.
Yeah, well, they don't have what it takes. They don't have what it takes. Nope.
Well, maybe not, but they're going to have these central bank digital currencies. CBDCs will be coming. They can require the microchip.
Yeah, well, we'll figure out a way around it, trust me. And I'm just, you know, I look at Trump and he looks so worn out, and this is just, it's so disgraceful what they are doing. And And if they make a wrong move with him, you know, I think if they do anything too horrible to him, there's going to be some people that are unleashed in this country. I have a sneaky suspicion.
Oh, but they want that.
And that's where they're dumb, because I don't think they understand how bad it could get. You know, I don't know, but I just think that I have to think that maybe quietly most of the law enforcement and a lot of the military are actually going to back, you know.
Well, the lower levels,
the
not the upper levels.
I don't know. Yeah. Ah, these protests. I mean, it's just ridiculous.
I have a hard time believing this, Christina. I was discussing with somebody about how they want what's called the final solution for Hamas and Palestine, which is exactly the same language of Mr. Adolf in 1939.
Oh, good grief.
So you're now considered a right-wing extremist if you think that Jewish people should have the right to go to college.
Oh, wow.
I just can't believe that. That's where we're at now.
You know, it does somewhat, I don't want to use the word dumb, but ignorance is the right word, because the issue is that the schools have, I apologize to the good teachers out there for what I'm about to say, but the schools have gotten so bad at what they're teaching our kids.
Mm-hmm.
That there's so much ignorance out there as far as what, like, the real, like, the Islam over in Saudi Arabia, you know, the regimes that took over Iran. I mean, if people really understood how dumb those people are and how they're raised and how they teach their two-year-olds to chop the heads off, you know, whatever. I mean, people don't understand. They're dumb. They just are not aware of these things. And so when they're just seeing what the programming wants them to see, you know, on the news and whatever they're watching, as that makes it look like poor Hamas, you know, that these poor people, and, you know, granted, I do. It is bad, because there are people on both sides that have nothing to do with the flipping soulless people that cause these wars. I mean, you know, the true terrorists that's causing this stuff between Israel and Hamas. And it's not just them. It's obviously a lot more to it than that. But, yeah, I do. There are some poor Palestinians over there that's sad. But we got to quit talking about Hamas. Hamas isn't good. I mean, they are terrorists. And people, though, they haven't had enough knowledge. They haven't truly seen what they're like. I saw one young lady say, you know, we look at Hamas and all these people as our brothers and sisters. And I'm like, yeah, why don't you go get some of those Hamas brothers and go in a room with them alone and see what happens to you?
But the thing is that the Palestine people as a whole, as well as the Jewish people as a whole, are not the enemy. It's the people that control the citizens. The average person, regardless of what country they're from, the average person just wants to own a house, have their little job or money.
Yes. But I just, I wish people could really see, I wish they had a hidden camera over in, like, Saudi Arabia, where, you know, they'll take a poor old woman that does something that one of those flipping Arab men don't like, and they go take her to the town square and they cut her head off in front of everybody. You know, I wish people could see that side of these terrorists. And I mean, I don't know how to stop end it. I mean, how do you end it? Because those people, I guess,
what the globalists did was they took a war that's thousands of years old, that's never going to be solved, and they bring it into the forefront. This way, everybody can fight.
There you go. That's.
Then they come in as Captain Save-A-Ho and say they found a solution. Exactly what it is.
Yeah. I mean, it's just, it's, you know, and I feel sorry for, you know, I do. I mean, this has to be, to think about what Jewish people have gone through in the past and, you know, how they're right now, so many groups are trying to stir up hate against them again. You know, it's got to be pretty frightening for them. So,
and it's one thing over there, but you go to university out here, like Columbia University, and you have people in tents outside of the school protesting. They're taking shifts protesting against Jews. They want Jews exterminated out of the campus, and the college is just letting them protest and doing whatever they can to make those Palestinian kids happy.
Well, yeah, I mean, the very thing that they think that they're fighting against, they're actually doing it right now. I mean, they're taking a certain group of people and they're alienating them. You know, it's no different than, you know, like when there were slaves in any race or like you said, what Hitler did. I mean, it's no different. I mean, why? We know why. I mean, you have to wonder if Soros and them have created these protest groups and caused
a lot of
this. Of
course they have. That's not even a secret.
Yeah. So, I don't know. It's just, it's getting old, that's for sure. So old. But at least I think there's some of the colleges are stepping up and doing a little bit. The only thing is that one video I saw where there was a protest going on somewhere, and there were quite a few, like, police and officers, and it was like they were backing up. I'm like, why were the police officers and law enforcement, why were they backing up? Why weren't they making the protesters back up? I didn't understand that. They were literally like walking backwards, allowing the protesters to kind of push them back. Kind of bizarre. So, but I know that they were arresting them. I forget which university it was. I'm trying to think.
Well, while you're thinking, let me go ahead and mention this, that Brandon is, he's expected to sign an executive order by the end of the week that will bring in as many people from Gaza as they want.
Oh my God, I saw that.
Whoever wants to come into Gaza or come into the United States from Gaza, you can go ahead. Because there's no other country between Gaza and here for the asylum.
Well, he wants those votes, doesn't he?
Yeah, well.
Not going to be enough.
If he can, if you think about it, though, his base are the pro-Palestinian people. So Brandon's base right now is basically old people who have voted Democrat their whole life and don't really follow politics. They just know that every 4 years they go choose Democrat. And you have the illegals, and you have the youth vote who are the pro-Palestinian people. So those are the only three those are the only three bases right now that Brandon has.
Well, I will say that, like, my daughter, the 30-year-old, like, her friends, her generation, they're not okay with what Biden has been doing, and they're not pro-Palestinian. They're sick of it, but they are leaning more towards Kennedy. They do like Kennedy. So I don't know. I don't know what's going to happen. But
I'm
hoping and praying all of them are pulling
it. I don't know if that's really going to affect much. As you know, I'm officially way off the Kennedy bandwagon.
Yeah, I just hope it pulls the votes from Biden. I think it gives people a place to go that don't want to vote for Biden.
That's all that is.
Yeah. So, which makes me happy. I just hope there's more.
I do think it's kind of sad, though, because I like Robert F. Kennedy as a person, but I don't want his policies to be the law of the land, and especially that vice presidential candidate. I don't want that at all, period.
Yeah, I just, I don't know. I mean, she's young, and I understand she's smart, but I don't know what she's going to know about being the vice president of a country, you know? So that's a little scary.
Yeah, but, not much.
But anything's better than Kamala Harris. Good grief. I don't know that you can do worse than her. Quite a joke. And did you see Drew Barrymore had her on her show?
Yeah, I didn't quite understand that, and I don't even want to play that clip because that was embarrassing. She said basically that Kamala was her mommy.
Oh, she's just, you know, Drew's always been a little bit, you know, a little bit much at times, and that one did it. I was like, okay, I think you are just, you know, a little bit off. I was like, seriously? I was like, you just completely lost me with that one. So, there are at least some states that are making it illegal for illegal migrants to enter them.
Yeah.
Let me get to them. Let's see. They are Florida, Iowa, Louisiana, Tennessee, Georgia, and Oklahoma are taking border security matters into their own hands, proposing or passing legislation targeting illegal immigration. So literally Oklahoma legislature just passed a bill designed to prohibit illegal immigrants from entering or living in that state. So it says HB 4156 states a person commits an impermissible occupation if the person is an alien and willfully and without permission enters and remains in the state of Oklahoma without having first obtained legal authorization to enter the United States.
Hmm.
So that's a good thing. I just wonder how many states are going to follow suit. I hope we do. I mean, I'm not trying to be, you know,
I'm not trying to be a mean person, but it's like, these are not, like we've said before, these are not women and children coming in here. There might be a few, but it's no, it's freaking men. So I guess haven't heard any more about people like knocking people and hitting them in the head on the streets. I guess they did get that guy. I guess it was just the one guy doing it, but I'm trying to see what some of these other ones. But anyway, yeah, I think that that's, it says those who come into our country illegally have broken the law, yet Biden refuses to deport them. That was Iowa Governor Kim Reynolds. I mean, what is, why do we even have a law for treason? I mean, they're not doing anything about it. I mean, have they not committed treason so many times in this administration with what they're allowing? I mean, the fact that they're giving, what were they saying? How much money a day to these illegal migrants coming in? I forget how much money it was. But it was a ridiculous amount.
Well, in New York, they're giving them, what, $100,000 a year? Or $10,000 a month or something like that?
Are you serious?
Yeah.
Is that per family?
No, that's a person.
They're giving immigrants $10,000 a person.
Yeah. But they have to have to lay off police to pay for it. Yeah, but you don't understand, the lawlessness is on purpose so they can, so that when the crime rate is good enough, they can come in and say, "See, we have to change it." And so now we have a global government.
So let's get this straight. People from other countries are coming in here illegally, and they're getting about 10 grand a month. And
yes,
the citizens of this country that worked their butts off their whole lives and are now getting Social Security, most of them get around 1,200, and then obviously some of them get more.
I work so for a living, and I don't make $120,000 a year.
Oh, no way. Wow. Unbelievable. Unbelievable.
Well, as long as everybody keeps voting Democrat, then it'll continue.
Yeah. Yep.
Even though it was voted on recently that Brandon's the most unpopular president in U.S. history, but I don't know if that makes a difference even.
Jeez. No, I know, because people are stupid enough to think that they should vote parties instead of, I mean, it just, I don't know how anybody in their right mind can want to vote Democrat anymore. Obviously, they don't.
And you may have heard me say, if you like the Democrat Party, you should actually not vote for them, because you need to remind them of what the party stands for. And right now, they don't stand for that.
No, not at all.
Because if you vote for them, that means that you support what they're doing.
Yes.
And I promise you that if Trump was doing stuff that I wasn't kosher with, that I wouldn't support him. I don't believe in voting for people just based on the letter behind their name.
Right. Right. And I also don't believe I believe in just voting for someone else because you don't like the other one. If you don't like either one of them, just don't flip and vote. You know? Mm-hmm. And that's what a lot of people freaking did with Biden and Trump. They didn't want to vote for Trump, so they voted for Biden. It's like, Why did you do that? Why didn't you just not vote?
Well, I voted for Trump because I enjoy Trump. I enjoyed those 4 years of mean tweets and $1.82 a gallon gas.
Yeah, I mean, I didn't have any issues with him at all. And, you know, I just don't get it because he, I'm sorry, but he was a popular person before he entered into politics. I don't remember him ever being, you know, hated this much when he was just doing a show and his other stuff.
Well, he's against the globalists, so therefore he has to get punished.
Yeah. So.
That's what it is. If Trump said tomorrow, you know what, I don't feel like running for president, all of his charges would be dropped.
You think?
The goal is to bankrupt him. And they've even said it. Alex Jones even uncovered that story, and it was written. It was James O'Keefe, I think, broke it.
Wow.
That they do that on purpose so they could bankrupt them and get them to get out of the way.
That's true. But he's got a lot of followers to give him money. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
So, in fact, I wonder, I don't know. I just wish I really knew the depth of his followers and stuff and his supporters.
Brandon?
No, Trump.
Oh.
I think it's pretty big. Think it's probably pretty big. I don't know. But man, I was like, oh, wow. I saw a video of Biden was with, he had some of his obviously protection with him. And they were, where were they going into? And man, they were in like a small, you know, venue, and the people started booing him. Did you see that?
No.
I wished I had that, because I mean, they were close. They were like in like a almost like a little cafeteria or something. And I mean, when he walked in there, there was nobody that said anything good or clapped or anything. They literally started booing and yelling things at him. And it threw him off guard.
Meanwhile, you have Trump that just decides right on the spot, you know what? I'm going to go down to this store, and then thousands of people are there.
Mm-hmm. Exactly. Yep. Yeah, there was no one there to see Biden. There were people there, but they were there to tell him, you know, that they didn't like him at all. I wish, I don't remember, probably on X. What's up with Musk? What's going on with him?
I don't know. What do you see?
Well, he supposedly took something to the Supreme Court, but it didn't fly, whatever it was. But I didn't see the outcome of, I know he was over in, wasn't he over in China? He went over there and met with, I'll have to go back and find that story too. And they said that if he gets done what he's trying to do, it would be like the first time in history. They said nobody ever gets anywhere with whoever he was meeting with. So I just need to.
What, Xi Jinping?
Don't know if it was him or not. That's what I'm wondering. Didn't seem like it was. Dang it. I just need to.
Oh, need by to the way, I'm going to go ahead and open the phone up here. Pianki wants in.
Oh, okay. Good.
Hello, everybody.
Hey, Pianki. How are you?
I'm doing fine.
Good.
Do you know who supports Palestine?
Sorry, I missed you for a week. It wasn't my choice. I was here every day trying to log in.
Yeah.
I understand. Hey, you know what's
getting old, Bianchi. I'll be honest. We're demoing other companies.
Oh. Well, I understand. But you guys are talking about Palestine and the protests.
Right.
Americans got a right, constitutional protection of protests. And like any protest, like January the 6th protest, you had others that got involved that was nefarious. And like the protest that was going on in the cities, you had people get involved and start rioting, throwing frozen water bottles at the police.
Yeah.
And black Americans support the Palestinians. News don't report it because they look at them as people who have had similar experiences. Hmm. And look at the protests you had during the Vietnam War when soldiers was coming back and people were protesting and calling them baby killers. You had, I know you from the St. Louis area, you had protests there on Washington University where they're on Skinker and Forest Park Parkway. They burned down an ROTC building.
When did they do this?
That was around in 68 and 69. We had Kent State where the National Guard killed students that was protesting. Shot them dead. So what Mayor Adams is saying is totally wrong. Those kids have a right to protest. They protest in California, all over the place. When Trump was elected, they protest, burnt down cars, burnt trash cans up, broke out windows. Nobody sent out the National Guard against them.
No.
So that's their prerogative to peacefully protest on campus. And that has always been. Look at during the apartheid era. There was protests all around the country on campuses. And people went to South Africa who didn't live in South Africa and protested. Adams is saying that many of these people don't even go to the school. Well, you had the same thing. Martin Luther King marched up in Cicero, Illinois. He didn't live up there.
Yeah.
So that's the way things are supposed to happen. He tried to come to St. Louis. The black preachers there said, "We don't want you here." And you may mention about Saudi Arabia. That's that country's culture. You know the constitution in Saudi Arabia is the Quran.
Yeah.
And that's the way they want to run their country. That's the way they run their country. In Iran, I've seen pictures of people men that was lynched, who was married and messing with other men while being married. They lynched them.
Oh, yeah.
There's two.
Yeah.
There's two or three of them hanging there. They criticize some African societies that perform clitoral circumcision on girls. Well, that's their society.
Oh, yeah.
Leave them alone.
Yep.
What do they do to boys here in the United States?
You're right.
They cut the foreskin off their penis. Hell, I cringe when I think about that.
Oh, God. Don't get me going on that one. I know. I know. I'm not okay with it. Not okay with the way they do it.
And then they
want to
make
babies.
They want to make males in South Africa recircumcise and said it would help prevent them from spreading HIV.
Oh, jeez.
And also the same thing in Israel. When they had Operation Solomon and brought Ethiopians from Gondor, Ethiopia, I've been to that place. They made the men recircumcise.
Wow.
And made the females get on they sterilize the females.
Oh.
It's like Bill Gates' father was associated with Planned Parenthood. Nobody talks about that.
Yeah, no, I've heard, yeah. Yeah, I've heard a little bit about that. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, so I've lived these eventful things in life, and I remember I remember the names and who they was related to. Hey, your car insurance go up?
I don't know.
Everybody's car insurance is going up. Tried to raise mine. Mm-hmm. I was with a company for 33 years, since 1993. They raised my insurance almost 100%.
Oh,
well,
my gosh, are you serious?
Yes,
well,
I'm serious.
My home insurance went up like 58%.
Absolutely.
Oh,
you know why that is, don't you?
No.
It's because of the rioting. The rioting and burning and looting and stealing that was going on.
Well, yeah, because the insurance has to pay for all that, I guess.
Insurance has to pay for it. Same thing like in hurricanes. If you have a hurricane in Florida that tear up a bunch of stuff, they raise the rate of people up in Colorado and Washington State.
Good grief.
Somebody's got to pay for it. I didn't want to have anything to do with George Floyd. You had over 600 Jewish businesses supported BLM, funded them.
Oh.
Now, they helping to rate cause me to have to pay increased insurance rates. Back during the days of civil rights, you had 99 white corporations fund the civil rights movement through an organization called the Tectonic, T-E-C-T-O-N-I-C. It was headed by a man by the name of Stephen Correa, and his girlfriend, a wife, her name was Audrey Mellon of the Mellon Foundation. So if there was riots when Martin Luther King got killed and they burnt down cities in that, causing insurance rates to go up, but people who had no business to do it, doing it and was miles away from it, well, they helped contribute to it. Nobody say nothing.
Jeez.
Hell, we give, our country give aid to Israel. Then that money comes back to their lobbying groups here in the States, AIPAC, ADL, Southern Poverty. They work to remove your politicians that your constituents voted for. Well, that's they're not supposed to be doing that. That's the constituents. They voted for those people. What is that called? Election interference.
Mm-hmm.
So we have to stop. The United States needs to stop. Americans need to stop contributing to their own demise. That money comes back to this country from Israel and goes into the campaign coffers, like Maxine Waters, who she pays her daughter over $200,000 a year just for opening envelopes.
Oh, my gosh. I mean, that's the level of corruptness that goes on.
And the biggest corruptor is the news media. The news media everything. Trump is evil. Trump is evil. Trump is evil. Trump, like hypnosis. Well, if I want to vote for Trump, I got a right to vote for him. Stephen A. Smith, the sportscaster, he came out and made the statement in a little story and said the blacks are voting for Trump because they recognize what he's going through.
Yeah.
He had these other organizations like the NAACP and that got on him about that. Leave our blacks alone. Don't be telling me.
Stephen
A.
Smith wants so hard to say he's voting for Trump. You could see it, but he just can't say it because he'll lose everything he has.
Absolutely. Is that not wrong? If you're going to talk about wrong and right, although it's legal, it's wrong. But other times people say they want to use wrong and right over the law. Well, it's lawful for you to get your head beat in if you shoot at a police officer. You might get shot. Yeah. Oh, but that's wrong.
Right.
Before people react, if they would take the time to do some analytical thinking to what they initially was proposing in their reaction, they would abandon it because they see it for what it is. So, no. If those people that's, hell, people was protesting for, what other country was that now? Libya. Libya. Downtown St. Louis. They was all in front of the courthouse there where the Dred Scott decision was held. And, of course, elsewhere around the country. And look what they've done to Libya. France. Where Susan Saltzman sent Hillary Clinton a letter and congratulating her for changing Obama's mind. So that's the thing that be going on that for some reason or another people don't pay attention to. Then you start getting involved in other cheers and hoorays that's actually contributing to your demise. Your insurance rate go up 150%, that's hurting you. That money should stay in your pocket.
Yes.
Then you can do better things with it.
Yeah.
You don't want your $8.
Yeah.
You don't want your $8 going to other countries. Then we got enough things to do here. We should be a lot of things we can think of. Why is it that American students is at the bottom of the economic ladder? They shouldn't be there. The things that go on. So if those people want to protest, they protest peacefully like they should. It's been going on all the time anyway. I lived through it and can point it out. It's only when it's going from a slanted position, and many times that position is not based on historical facts. It's been a bamboozlement. Did you know that the person that helped to establish in 1948 that state of Israel, you know, is a black man? Did you know that?
No, I didn't.
His name is Ralph Bunche, B-U-N-C-H-E. He's the first black to receive a Nobel Peace Prize in the United States.
Oh, wow. Bunche.
Bunche, B-U-N-C-H.
Okay.
Like a bunch of grapes.
Nobel Peace Prize, okay.
Yeah. But see, proof, living old, getting old has its consequences. One, your body start breaking down. But you remember these things that happen in your life. Some people weren't supposed to live this long. Hell, the average lifespan of a black male is 67. I don't live way beyond that.
See, you should be invited. If our schools were in the right place, you would be invited to speak at schools.
Shit.
And
we've been taking
and let
off
them
of
hear.
Stages.
True.
You know Normandy School District, right? You know where that's at. Hell, me and Anya Harden. Anya Harden used to be a radio host on WGNU, 920 on the AM dial. Hell, we had I had went there and made arrangement for teachers to let their students come to an auditorium session. It was about four classes. They came down the summit. We came in, got at the podium, was getting ready. Then somebody came out the office and said, they need to talk to you over at the administration. And they wanted us to leave. To black schools, black students, black administration. They said, oh, we think it's best that you're going to have to leave.
Oh, my gosh. Wow.
That's the truth. See that's going on now. you know, America is in some trouble. I mean, you look at Mike Johnson, how he voted, although precluding his position, he said, "No, I'm not gonna do that." So, well, he turned around and does it.
Yeah.
Yep. Yeah, he's no different than Mike Pence.
You're right. Use Christianity as a front.
Yeah, he did. He did. Big time.
And you look at Mike Pence, he looks so innocent. Oh, this man is clean. Cute. Smiling faces. Remember the song that the Temptations had?
Mm-hmm.
Smiling faces.
Well, our concern
should be about United States citizens. That's it.
Yes.
Because these countries that's on the recipient end of all this money, guess what they're doing? They are building up to compete against the United States. And when their competition come online, it's going to hurt Americans who have not received that type of building up and resources in order to increase their skill level in their knowledge base. It's not happening. They're spending money with everybody else. It doesn't make sense.
Yep.
It'd be like you had war, trench warfare, and you holler over to the Germans, "Hey, how much ammunition y'all got left? Man, we down to 2 boxes. Here, I send 2 over for you."
Yeah, that's right. Oh, but you know, it's troubling what you said about your insurance because, you know, David Martin, that's what he teaches. If you go back and watch his, he's got a long video. He goes way back before 1776 and talks about all that stuff. And he said that the insurance companies are who are behind everything.
Well,
he said, they are the real problem.
They don't want to lose no money. And their ability, and see, another problem is the courts. You had another court today going to rule that a transgender can participate on female sports. Talking about for him not to is going against Title IX. Well, when Title IX came into fruition, there was no conceivable thoughts about males declaring themselves as females and playing on female sports.
Exactly.
These courts, these judges, they just as treacherous. I don't even know where they come from. Where do you develop that type of thinking from? Is it something you had out of a nightmare that you should have left when you woke up and you brought it with you into your life? There's something wrong with these people.
Yeah, they think they can change the definitions of words. And I'm sorry.
Then
no, a male has a definition.
The girls on one team, they walked off the playing, off the competition field. Now they've been punished.
Oh, yeah, I was just going to say that. Now they're being suspended for not wanting to play against men.
Absolutely.
Oh, my gosh.
So now they're going to tell you what you cannot – what you cannot not do. Oh, no. What's next? If a transsexual sit down with a man at a table and the man don't realize that's what that thing is?
Yeah.
And then the man tell him, say, "Look, I don't want to have – then he go sue? Oh, you sued him. You said that you don't want to have nothing to do with him. That's anti-transsexual.
Oh, my God.
You wouldn't dance with him. You wouldn't dance with her, should I say. That's anti-transsexual. Oh, he wanted to kiss you on the cheek and hug you real tight. You wouldn't allow it. That's anti-transsexual."
Hmm.
Watch and see. Just watch and see. Once it starts like the snowball, it continues to get bigger and bigger and bigger.
Yeah, allegedly you're bigoted if you like to engage in coitus with the person of the opposite gender.
Yeah, you're absolutely right. Like Sidney Porter, guess who's coming to dinner? Oh, you want to allow a transsexual to come over to your house and have dinner? That's anti-transsexual. You don't want just the transsexual to camp out, go camping with your husband and sleeping in the same tent? That's anti-transsexual. Anyway, I'll let you guys go back to your program.
Oh, I wish I knew everything you knew, Bianchi. Golly, you, wow. Yeah, see, my problem was I loved math, you know, and so history bored me to death in school, bored me to death. So I just, yeah, now I wish I knew more, but even still, you know, I don't know if they would have, like, what you, the knowledge you have, they're not going to, they didn't teach that. So, although I do, like I said, I do remember when I was, now I was in a very small school, though. I had a class of 56 people, but we had to study the Constitution and we had to take a test and pass, you know, the test to know about the Constitution and everything. I don't know if all schools did that. Is that still a requirement?
I don't know.
No, it should be. It not only should be in the schools, any person that's going to have a job to become a public servant, from police officers on everywhere, they need to have taken a course on those particular subjects. If not, you can't get the job.
Absolutely.
Because you see all the time, these damn police officers, nothing more than some dumbasses, a lot of them. They violate people, right? Come over. I need to see your ID.
Yep.
You come up with all these excuses and angles.
Yep. That's how they got away with everything in COVID. People don't know their rights. And then the law enforcement.
Right. They're just told something and then they do it because somebody told them to do it.
Yeah, and then people in authoritative positions at hospitals or wherever, they thought they had the power to do all this to people.
And they still think they have it. They're going full steam ahead with the World Health Organization, and they're going to use some of the same tactics that failed 4 years ago. But they don't care. People complied, and that's all that matters. It doesn't matter whether it's right or wrong. It matters that they got fools to comply.
You had a case where some person was in an accident, or the police slammed them down and all that stuff, took them to the hospital. Police wanted the nurse to draw blood from the person. He's unconscious. Nurse said, we ain't going to do that. They went off on the nurse. Charge her for obstruction.
Oh, my gosh.
You can't capture somebody's DNA like what you're trying to do without their permission. That's an unlawful seizure. They don't give a damn. They dumbasses. That's what they are, a bunch of ignorant. I mean, really, some of them stupid. And they always want to have that authority. Oh, man, I'm going to handcuff you. I'm going to lock you up. That make them feel good.
Yeah.
Oh, you see, every child in schools, they should go through courses teaching children how to interact with the police. Know your rights.
Yeah.
In the states you are in, have copies of the laws pertaining to what they be throwing out there. You must ID and all that stuff.
Yep. Yep, I have little cards.
I know you got them little cards. I know you're right. They're a good set. That's a good idea.
Yeah, there was during COVID, I made sure and I ordered some, you know, about being injected and just violating my, you know, bodily autonomy and all that stuff. And these cards are great because they had everything written on there, but it just, but I knew, you know, the thing of it is, even though even if I didn't know word for word the law or whatever, it's like, no, I know that in this country, I know just in life in general, I have natural law. And I'm like, you know, nobody was going to force me to do anything. It's like, sorry. None of you have authority over me.
Or people using religious exemptions, like the Jehovah Witness. Then you had people in HR, oh, I don't believe that you are sincere in your religious conviction.
Yeah.
But when that government over there in Israel say that God said this is our land, nobody challenged them in their religious conviction.
Yeah.
Think.
Yeah.
People don't think. Take the time to think. And the more you start thinking and having critical thinking and analysis, you will get good at it. And nobody will be able to bamboozle you. Of course, they don't want to talk and hang out with you no more, but those are the consequences.
but there's plenty of other people that do. So, yeah. No, I, you know, and a lot of people are coming around now, too, though. They realize how far off base everybody was, but that's what happens when people live in fear. So it's isn't it sad that people thrive? The fact that people thrive on power and having power over people, it's just sick. So
all right, we have two broccolis to do this week. One of them is on the switchboard, and the other one I have to figure out how to download.
Okay.
Because I have to convert it, and I could play it off here, I guess. But let's get the first one out of the way.
Okay.
Let me just get the last one here. You'll have it in just a second here.
Come on. My computer. See, even my freaking computer and internet around here has been weird lately. In fact, why did that flood warning? What the heck?
You have a flood warning?
That's what it's saying. What are they talking about? I mean, I don't flood here at my house, but they're probably just saying like flash flooding. I guess that is weird. Okay, computer, what the heck did you just do? Okay, I have a black screen. That's not good.
All right, so this one here.
Okay.
Is Broccoli Man deals with furries.
Oh, I watched that one already. Yeah.
Well, you weren't here last week, so.
Yes, last night, I think it was. That's
okay.
A good one. Yeah. Okay, so I need to go back. Hold on. I've got to go back. Ooh. Oh, computer, you're driving me crazy. Ha! Jeez. Come on. Wow.
What?
Oh, my computer just isn't cooperating this evening.
Yeah, I was thinking it's probably time for me to think about getting a new computer. Mine's 4.5 years old.
Minus two. Oh, now why did it just...
I got mine right before COVID's because I was thinking that I might not be allowed to go back into the building.
And I thought I'd
get a new computer to put myself to good use.
Yeah, this one's actually older than that. This was when I was selling real estate. This one's probably 7 years old, maybe.
Oh.
Let's see. Okay, try this again. Come on, open up. I think what happened is I had purchased, virusware. Starts with an A. Forget what it was. But I got sick of it. Didn't like the way it was working, so I removed it. And now I thought I had the Microsoft or the Essentials or whatever. But it's not fully working right either. So I'm just like, okay, let me see, is that going to work? Come on, play. Oh, I got it pulled up if I can just get it to play. There we go.
All right. So let me know when you're ready. I don't know if you have a commercial or not. You have to go through.
Okay, yeah. Nope, I think it's ready. So just whenever you're ready to go.
All right, I'll count down. So three, two, one, action.
Meow, 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 meow.
Hey, excuse me. Why did you just pee on the street?
Meow, 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 meow. Just.
Okay, it sounds like I am going to have to take you in for being crazy.
Meow, meow. I am a cat. Us furries have rights. We can pee and poop wherever we want because I identify as a cat.
You can dress however you want. But when you are in public, you find a restroom to do your business.
If you try to arrest me, I will scratch your eyes out.
Okay, green dude. That is enough. How dare you disrespect and discriminate towards a poor furry person, sir?
It is illegal to pee right in the middle of the parking lot in public. This lady should have been able to run into the business right there and use the restroom.
Meows?
Just for that, green dude, I am going to bring you into jail for discriminating against a furry. You keep stepping in it. This respected cat is crucial to our Democrat Party votes. What's this, green dude? Hey, furry, who are you voting for in 2024?
Meow, meow. I am voting for Brandon. Meow, meow. I wish Michael Robinson Obama was running for president. Meow. Meow.
See, sir, this is a well-respected Democrat voter. Even this furry knows Michael Robinson Obama is a very nice lady. Green dude, why are you such a traitor to democracy? Now, let's get you to my naked TSA body scanner. I need to check your kumquats and your ice cream cone. You might could possibly have the Nuremberg code inside your junk.
You are joking, right? This person obviously needs to relearn how to use the restroom instead of peeing and pooping outside in parking lots.
Sir, this is no way to talk to a very intelligent Brandon voter. So furry, did you take all your gene therapies?
Meow, meow. I took all 83 required gene therapies. I have to because I go to Southern Hampshire Institute in Technology. Meow. All the classrooms have litter boxes and I do not have to do any of the work in the class unless they speak in cat. Meow, meow.
See, green dude, this furry is much smarter than you. They received every COVID's gene therapy while you are so stupid you do not know how to even get the bloody scam on that face. You not wearing a bloody scam gives you exactly 0 points, sir. Now I need to check your camcords for any videotapes of Donald Trump speeches.
Yeah. That ain't happening. I am taking this furry in for questioning.
Meow. Woof. I mean meow meow.
Yeah, that is happening. I am taking you in for questioning, green dude. One count of discriminating against a furry. One count of beating a bi-snitch. And one count of resisting arrest.
Look, I am not scared of you. I ain't never scared. You can take that big talking like a macho man back to G-Lobalist and tell him I am not listening to you guys.
You guys? How dare you gender me, sir? That sounds like a trick for real. Why are you not naked yet, sir?
Because I am not interested.
Don't you back sass me, little busy. I want you to march those legs into that bowling alley post haste, put those kumquats in the shino ballo and let me my inspection so I can confirm you do not have any illegal air conditioners inside your junk.
No. No means no.
Yes. Yes means yes. I need to see some yum yum chops post haste.
Okay, I have to go now. See you later, wiretap. I have to take this furry in for questioning.
Meow. Meow meow.
You'll do none such you something ducker. You been dumb diddly doo doo brown dumb did get on my last test nerve green dude. Just for that I need to check that bunghole right this second. You could be hiding some organic watermelons inside your fudge factory, sir.
How or why would I put watermelons up my butt? I have at least 12 acres of organic produce in my backyard.
You're green dude. You just can't get enough, can you? You keep stepping in it. Again you incriminate yourself by advising my ear canals that you have an organic garden. Do you know that organic gardens are the number three reason for climate change? It is number three behind white supremacy and being a Trump supporter. For the love of Klaus Schwab, you best species not to grow any organics foodstuffs and simply rely on Bill Gates farmland to provide you the genetically modified foodstuffs. We need to exterminate you 99% dolts and fuss budgets. How dare you eat organics produce? You needs to save up for Klaus Schwab.
Tell them he can kiss the tailpipe of my gas-powered Mercedes.
Again green dude with the racist, genderist and homophobic connotations, sir? How dare you use a gas-powered vehicle? That is yet another reason you will be is getting arrested for, sir. Now you must immediately disrobe this instant and get into my 1993 Geo Metro, sir. I want you to say these things to G-Lobalus in person.
Tell him I said you all can kiss my...
You absolutely cannot do that, sir. That is G-Lobalus, green dude. You need to check yourself and protect your neck, big boy. Stand back, stand back. In the middle of my room, I did not hear from you. It's all right, it's all right. To be standing in a line, standing in a line. To be standing in a line. I would cry.
Great. Now another song you have butchered and ruined.
You look here a little busy. The only thing around here that is going to be butchered is your bunghole. I am going to need to do a cavity search right this instant. You best not create any wind out of your backside or else I will also charge you for attempted murder. I knows how you likes to eat broccoli green dude.
Hey everyone. It looks like I need to kick this loser's brains out and then take this furry down to the station. Please educate yourself and do not let the children become woke and indoctrined into becoming communist tool bags. Check out the Proof Negative Radio Show. Proof is on weeknights 9 p.m. to midnight Eastern Time. That is 6 to 9 p.m. Pacific Time. Proof has on great guests, excellent co-hosts, and all the news you need to be aware of. Just go to freedomizerradio.com and click on Listen Live. Also, there are lots of other shows on the network. Just go to freedomizerradio.com and look for the schedule. There are lots of other great shows on freedomizerradio.com.
Meow.
Have you no shame, sir? How dare you fuse around and tell everyone about the Proof Negative Radio Show? I forbid anyone to get educated on our plans. We demand everyone continue to expose your junk at the TSA naked body scanners. You best continue to get your COVID's gene therapies. Now you will have to get your gene therapies for the bird flu that we just got done cooking up in a Wuhan laboratory. Those of you delts that five are too highbrow to get gene therapies will going to FEMA camps. Even though we all know that FEMA camps do not exist.
All right, I hope that was okay.
Yeah, that was good. It should be a fiction. It should be fiction. But unfortunately,
right,
it's real.
So, Christina, I just decided right now I need like 3-4 minutes away from my desk here. So I'll be right back. You can go over a story, or if Pianki's here,
okay,
you two could talk.
Okay. All right. Pianki, are you still with us? I don't think he is.
Yeah.
Oh, you are. Okay. You're still here. All right.
Mm-hmm.
So I was telling him earlier that, oh, there goes my computer again. Louisiana is one of the states that's trying to pass legislation to keep unlawful, illegal migrants from inhabiting your state. Did you already know that?
Yeah, you know, being with Convention of States as a volunteer, and not only myself, but any, they have a mechanism called COS Action. And bills that's on a legislative agenda, just good bills, the information is passed on to them, and they are supposed to agenda it by writing emails to their specific House member, State House, and also State Senate member. And also, they provide means for you to call them. They got an app. You put your name and address and all that information. And when you put your zip code in there and address, it automatically knows who's your representative.
Sure.
And it scripts to say that we, you know, vote against or vote for, blah, blah, blah. And then it goes to them. Then if you choose to receive a call, your phone will ring, and you would have that representative's connection to either go to their office and talk to the secretary and tell her that you want your representative to vote for or against. She takes that down. She asks you to identify with your name, address, make sure you're in the proper district, and so on and so on. Then she lets that representative know, here's a vote against. Here's a recommendation that you vote for. And that's pretty cool. Now, I've done about 20 of them last week.
Oh, wow.
About 20 different ones. Yes.
That's good.
And not only me, others too.
Yeah.
I contacted a communication director for Convention of the State in Michigan and asked them to attend one of UAW podcast and come on and talk about Convention of States, because the people on there want to know more about it.
Yeah.
So they said they will, so we just got to hook it up. So, yes, those things are good.
So the Convention of States, now, does that have to do with becoming a national citizen, or is that something different?
No, it's about passing amendments to the U.S. Constitution. And right now, the three proposals is term limits, balanced budget, and to take the federal government out of interfering, have an overreach in states.
So what does becoming a national citizen, I'm so confused. So the Convention of States don't push that, right?
It don't have nothing to do with that. It's about an amendment to the Constitution.
So they're two completely different things. Okay, how do you feel about that? Because I don't understand it enough.
to understand if
there's a set prescribed way that's within immigration and Title 42 on how you become a national citizen. And that's what I think that's what Kamala Harris went through. But and see, here's another thing. Convention of State is just a name. Article 5 is granted to you, a U.S. citizen, or citizens, the ability to create a movement to have the U.S. Constitution amended. You have to go to in two ways. But the way that they're doing it is that they're going to the state legislature, like the state of Missouri. Their legislature signed it on and liked the proposal. They voted and say, we in. So you need to have that done 34 times. And then they call a convention. And people who have been chosen as delegates from each state will attend. Each state is allowed one delegate. And that delegate is given marching orders that you stick to these three. Can't do nothing else.
Okay.
And they go there and vote for it or vote against it. If you got 38 states that vote for it, it becomes an amendment to the Constitution. That's three-quarters of the states. The other way is Congress can do the same thing, but they got to bring it to the states to vote on it. But this way, the Congress has no say-so whatsoever. It's only the state legislature, which is the people, and that's it. President can't do anything. U.S. Congress can't do nothing. And more importantly, the courts can't do nothing.
Oh, wow. Ah, cool. I need to dig into that a little bit more because I know.
You need to read up on Article 5, yes.
Yeah, because and I think because I've been contacted by, I guess, the ones here in Missouri.
Oh, you have?
I swear I have. I think someone, Convention of States,
well,
I've gotten emails. Yeah, I've gotten emails from them. So I need to pay more attention to that, I guess. Because I think I've been invited to, I guess they have, like you said, they have meetings or whatever. So I need to go back and try to, I guess, maybe participate a little bit more in that. I've just had a lot on my plate lately. But I've got my ex-husband has just got diagnosed with it's a very early stage, but early stage of a colon cancer. And going to be fixable, but still, you know, anytime you hear that C word, it's very scary. So especially if, you know, you're not willing
well, you
to
know
do what
cancer
it takes.
Is a natural thing, don't you?
Yes. No. And see, that's – if it happened to me, we were discussing it tonight because I've been trying to give him some protocols and things he shouldn't be eating and doing. And you know, he said, we're going to cut it out. Yeah, go ahead.
Cancer is a replication of your cells of your body that's out of control.
Right.
You are not the same person that you were a week ago.
Uh-huh.
Every square inch of you, your heart, all you're not the same person because the cells have replicated themselves and rejuvenated themselves. It almost wore out. It was discharged.
Yes.
So when it happens uncontrollable,
right.
From my understanding, it's called cancer.
Yeah. But what people have to also understand is, see, this is why, you know, I've done health studies for 35 years, and the not allopathic, not your traditional. I've done natural and, you know, gone that route. And the guy that I have found Dr. Morse, he has, and he's a God man, and he has taken, he just has a deeper, he goes deeper. So, like, you know, you have a lot of these different gurus, and they all come up with very similar things, and they talk about how to eat and what you should do, but they all, they stop. Some of them don't, they don't go deep enough to say, to go to the true deep cause in the body, which just goes, you know, down to the basic chemistry of acid and alkali and base. And anyway, cancer cells, you know, he said, all your cells, all you're made up of is the cells and two fluids. And he said, you know, your heart's made up of those cells and two fluids, your skin, he said, everything. And he said, your blood feeds you. So your blood is your kitchen. And he said, and what your blood wants to keep and what it doesn't want to keep, it boots into the lymphatic system. So he said, your lymphatic system is your sewer system. He said, your lymph nodes are your septic tanks. And he said, and your kidneys are where that lymphatic system filters through. So, and he said, basically, you know, if your kidneys are filtering fantastic and your lymph is clean, you're not going to have any problems. But he said, the way we are, the way we eat, our blood has to dump so much garbage into our lymphatic system that it becomes like sludge, okay? And you know what happens to a septic tank that has sludge in it instead of operating at an optimal level. He says the same way in the body. So what happens is that stagnant lymph will start smothering cells. So like he just said, all cells have to eat and eliminate. And he said, if they get, you know, trapped, if they become agglomerated because of stagnant lymph to where, you know, say a couple cells can't eat, they can't eliminate anymore. So there you go. They become rogue. And then that's, like you said, they, you know, that the tumor's actually trying to protect you. You know, it's walling itself off. It's trying to protect you. But yeah, eventually it turns into actually corrosion, and, you know, it gets out of bounds. Like you said, then it starts growing uncontrollably. But you can, if you get in, and this is what he asked me, he said, well, wouldn't you do the same thing? Wouldn't you let him cut it out? And I said, honestly, I've seen the pictures. I saw the pictures from his colonoscopy. And I said, no. I said, I am terrified of allopathic medicine. I don't trust them anymore. Now, I said, I know there are some good surgeons out there, and someday one might save my life. But I said, I would try everything within my power to heal that ulcerative spot myself. I said, especially the colon. You know, your colon is your connection to the outside world. I mean, you know, all the way from our mouth, all the way to that exit. Whatever you put in your mouth, you know, that's going to pass through you. So you can actually really change the chemistry of that tube going through you. And so, you know, I just told him, I said, no, I said, there's no way I would go on an all raw diet. I would be eating very gentle foods like fruits and green juices. You know, I'm going to clean my body out and use some herbs, and then I'm going to regenerate. So I would absolutely go that route first. I mean, you've got that, was it Hilda Clark? No, Hilda Clark or Joanna? The person that wrote the Great Cure. Did you ever read that? Are you familiar with her, The Great Cure? Pianchi there?
Oh, I have myself on mute. No, I'm not.
Oh, okay. So she had stomach cancer for many, many years. Now, she was surviving it because she was doing things that, you know, would kind of keep it at bay, but she could never truly get rid of it. So I don't know why she did what she did, but it's been a long time since I read the book, so I need to get it out. It's a short book, but it's called The Grape Cure, and I recommend everybody get it because even Dr. Morse, he recommends it. You know, he said grapes are like one of the highest electrical foods on the planet. And he said even if you cook them, they've got electricity left in them. So he will tell somebody that's really, really
sick.
What
kind of food?
Grapes.
Grapes.
And he will tell you that, he said, if you're really sick, he said, 7 days, if you can do it. He said, try your best. 7 days. Eat nothing but grapes. Eat them all day long. Eat as many as you want, but eat nothing but dark red grapes. And, you know, a lot of people that are actually able to do that, they have tremendous results. And some people will have a tumor go away within 40 days if they continue it for the 40 days. But I thought it was Hilda Clark, but I think I'm mixing her up with Joanna Brick, who did the great
cure. Hilda Clark, and I've heard of her.
Yeah, but this one is Joanna something. But anyway, she finally cured her stomach cancer. So she decided, for some reason, she did the grapes. And she ate nothing but grapes. She did do something with cottage cheese, I think, was the one thing. She had one other thing she did. But she literally got rid of all of her stomach cancer. And so there have been numerous people that have gotten, that have, you know, given their body the grapes, and the body has literally cleaned and healed itself. So I tell anyone out there, if you're really, really sick, you know, do those grapes, and Dr. Morse will tell you, fruit, berries, and melons. And he's like, if you can just do that, do nothing but that, your body's going to clean out. You're going to discharge things from everywhere. Any opening coming out of your body, he said, you will have discharge coming when you start cleaning that way. And then he said, once you're clean, then your tissues will begin to regenerate and heal. So it's just very interesting because he just goes to that basic definition of the body being made of, you know, cells and two fluids, which the lymph is like 70% of the fluids and the blood is the smaller percentage. And it's just, and when you really dig in and look into it, it makes so much sense. So, you know, but yeah, I would always, I mean, obviously if you're in stage 3 or 4 now, you know, and I don't know how somebody gets that deep into a stage without knowing something's wrong with their body. And I think that that's what people these days really have to start doing is, I think that people in general are so unhealthy these days that they don't notice when something's off because they feel bad a lot, you know? So they just write things off, but it's like, it should be a goal of everyone to try to get to where they feel good, you know? Heal, get your body in great condition. And then when something is, you know, off, you're going to know it. And when you feel that, you know, you can make changes and get back to your balance, the homeostasis, you know. So I just, it's sad. It's sad. And then because even, and, you know, for years I dug in and researched. I did a lot of cancer research from outside allopathic medicine because it's still not the answer, you know, the chemo and the radiation still not the answer. So
you ever taken chlorophyll?
I have in the past. Yeah, I mean, that can be good to alkalize you. Sure.
Mm-hmm.
Absolutely. Yeah, I think
I have a friend of mine who's a cardiac perfusionist.
Okay.
Well, he's the person that runs the machine while you're under having an operation.
Yeah.
He said that, and this is not what's done in the hospital, but he talks about how you can take the blood and filter it and heat it up to 140 degrees. And it kills everything. I mean, that's the same thing they do with chemo, don't it? But chemo has other side effects. But heating your blood up in a machine that heats it up to at least 140, I think he said, it kills all this stuff. It's bad. I think it definitely kills all the cells. But that's better, I think, if that's the purpose, than taking the chemo myself.
Well, but that would – so if they're taking the blood – and they're heating it up. So that would maybe be for blood cancer that they're going to be killing. You know, I don't know about heating up the blood. But I don't know how that would affect like the other tissue because, well, and that's just, but that's coming from my understanding. So when you've got cells that can't eat, can't eliminate, you know, so they're going to sit there, they're basically going to become walled off. They're going to start coming rogue and eventually turn into cancer if you don't do something about it. You've got to break down that wall. You've got to break up that agglomeration. Really, the only way you can do that is through like alkalizing, you know, with he talks about citrus, you know, citruses and grapes are very good at breaking up that lymph. So, and it all has to do with hydration. So, I mean, that makes sense. You know, what happens when something's really dried up, you know, and then the electricity of a food determines like how hydrating it is. So basically your watermelon, your grapes, they're very hydrating and very electrical. So that is the key to health is the hydration and the electricity. You know,
well,
your cells have to be alive.
You remember the movie Honey, I Shrunk the Kids?
Yeah. Yeah.
Well, that's going to be probably the thing in the future, be able to shrink a little army of humans to nano size and inject them in your body. And they go in there and wage war against them cancer cells.
There you go. I like that one. But you know what? I did see, so I dug in. I was looking at the latest research. And they are finally, and I don't know why it took them so long to think about doing this, but they're finally doing the targeted, you know, therapies to where instead of poisoning the whole flipping body, which is the stupidest thing in the world, you know, I don't know why you ever, because, and this is where the teachings I've learned differ from allopathic medicine regarding cancer, because most of the natural teaching, they say what happens is when someone has cancer flare up in the body, so they get this nasty spot developing somewhere in the body, and they said, and then they do chemo on them, and all of a sudden they say it's metastasized to the rest of the body. It's not that that cancer has spread, it's just that chemotherapy was so acidic and their body was already in pretty bad shape that it just is causing more parts of the body to now become cancerous. But the chemotherapy is just, it's never made sense to me because they're, you don't need to kill everything to need to kill one thing, in my opinion. But so what they've done is, you're familiar with ablation, right? Do you know anybody that's ever had like ablation on their heart?
What on their heart?
Like ablation? It's basically they go up through the artery, through the leg, and they have this device, and it's basically burning tissue. So if somebody has like a flutter, they will literally, they did this to my mom, and the physician, you know, the gal that did it, she was fantastic. So they put them out, they go up through the leg with this device, and it basically, it's like cauterizing their heart. You know, it's literally burning the bad where they think that the part that's causing the aflutter. So they just burn one little spot at a time until finally the heart kicks back into rhythm and they know they got it. And it solves the problem. I mean, it's amazing. So what they're finding out with some of the cancers now is they have a way of, you know, they pinpoint obviously where the tumor is through MRIs and everything. And then they can make an incision and they can put these devices in there. I think there's two or three different ablations. There's a cryo-like ablation, which I think is where they almost like freeze it, you know, and kill it. And then there's a radio frequency, I think, ablation. And I think there's one other one. So basically, they're taking these devices and they're basically going in there and zapping like the tumor away. And I'm like, I don't understand why it's taken so long to figure that out, because they know that. They know that, like you said, the high temperature, they know that there's a certain temperature that will kill cancer cells. But they knew they can't heat, you know, they know they can't heat the whole body up, because you kill the person. But yeah, so why, you know, so that makes sense to me, to go in there and just kill off the bad tissue and let the body,
you know, they used
discard it.
Not only heat the whole body up, but they used to pack a body in ice.
Yeah, for like fevers.
Pack them in ice before you do operation on them.
Oh, no, I didn't know that.
Yeah.
Holy cow. Was that to numb them?
I guess. My mother
Good
had that done.
Great.
But she passed away. She had a tumor on her brain.
Oh, my goodness. Now, what year would have that been?
In the 50s, 54.
In 54. So she had a brain tumor in 54.
Yeah, she was over at Barnes. Barnes Hospital.
Well, do you think she was exposed to anything that caused that?
Oh, no, when she was a girl, when she was a child, she was playing on the swing.
Yeah.
She came off the front of the swing, and the swing went back and came back to her and hit it in the back of the head.
Oh! Wow. So it was from an injury, an old injury.
Yeah.
Son of a gun. Huh.
Mm-hmm.
So the tissue wasn't able to heal correctly. Good grief. Yeah.
So, yeah, they packed them in ice to perform operations.
Oh, my gosh.
I guess what it does is put them in a semi-coma, I guess.
Yeah.
And then,
holy cow. Yeah, I did not know they did that. Grief. That would have to be miserable. But like you said, I guess it, interesting. There's just that, well, yeah, there's just so much. You know, I get frustrated because I have read so many books and
I don't know. I've probably read 100 different books on different health, you know, gurus and just on different subjects on the back, you know, on vaccination and everything. And I, you know, I've kind of picked the ones that I think make the most sense as far as how to live and eat and stuff. But I, the frustration comes from the fact that you have all of these healthy, I don't want to just say guru because that sounds kind of, you know, not that professional or whatever, but there's some of these people that they're truly genius. You know, they do understand things in a fantastic way and have, you know, they've come up with some really great awareness and protocols and stuff to help people. But they all have a little bit different, you know, idea. And it's like, why don't they all want to get together and discuss what each other knows and maybe even come up with a deeper understanding, you know, with all of them cooperating. I mean, all of these great minds, you know, together in one room, talking about all these things that they know and look at all the ways that they've helped people heal. And it's like, you know, hone in on those similarities and figure this out. And it just, but it's the egos, you know, a lot of them. And I will say Dr. Morse, I don't believe he has an ego. He's just not that type of person. But in the same way, though, he is very, very set in how he believes, which I don't blame him because he's probably out of everyone, he's probably taken people from some of the worst conditions and brought them back more than any other probably healer on this planet. So, you know, he's taken people that paraplegics that have been that way for so many years, and he's literally helped them in, you know, maybe not full recovery, but he has helped them, and he has helped some to walk again. So but it's hard when the body reaches such a, you know, a bad state, when it's that broken down, you can bring it back, but it takes so much discipline, you know, to continue what needs to be done to do that, that I think most people just, you know, find it pretty difficult to keep up with, because he's had the paraplegics that were doing well and coming back, but they have to almost be on a, like, 100% like just fruit berry diet. And
yeah, feed them sharks.
Yeah, and when
sharks have the ability to regrow something that's been missing, go missing on them.
Yeah.
There's some animals that do that.
Yeah,
the vetiver.
The what?
Vetiver. That's the deer antler that helps regenerate cells.
Oh, you know what? He has deer antler in some of his herbs. There's
I've been here.
Several.
You two were just talking. I figured I didn't want to interrupt.
No, that the deer antler, he has that in some of his, and actually several of his herbal formulas, that in him.
Yeah, it's called vetiver.
So, okay, yeah. I think he has it as the deer antler, but yeah. So now I know what you're talking about. But
shoot, when you have a radiation poison, you could probably eat cockroaches because they have overcome all of those things.
Oh, no joke. Oh. But it's all about
whether or not the body can actually utilize it, you know, and what he explains is like with the berries and stuff, he's like, with fruits, your body doesn't have to break them down or anything. Your body just uses the energy from them. You know, with anything else, like especially with animal protein, you know, people don't understand you cannot absorb that protein from that state. Your body has to, it has to go in, your body has to take energy from itself, and it has to break down all that meat, that animal food, into the amino acids, and then your body can absorb it. So, you know, it's basically about putting the foods in your body that give you energy instead of taking it away. And you can balance that, you know. If you want to eat a little bit of animal food, just make sure you're balancing it out with the alkaline side that's going to give you energy. So I think that's just some of the basics that people need to remember. Electricity means hydration and energy that's going to be given to the body. And, you know, low energy foods are going to dehydrate you and take energy from the body. So hydration is the key to health, for sure. And, you know, there's another doctor I follow, Dr. Fred Bishy. He's 93, 94. And I, as of a few years ago, he was still running like, I don't know how many miles a day. But he's been a raw vegan for 50 years. And he's pretty amazing. Pretty amazing old guy to listen to. And sharp, still sharp as can be. So, but he was a boxer when he was younger. He's fun to listen to, but his most interesting story is he literally got mold poisoning one time from his house, and it ate a hole through his skull. And he cured himself, fixed it. So he's lucky. He's lucky to be alive. But in fact, I've got a, talking about mold, that's, I've got to, I'm suspicious my youngest daughter may still have mycotoxins or something, because in college she was freaking Webster University, stuck her and three other girls in a, was a, the lower apartment of an apartment building they had on campus. And when you walked in, I could smell mold. And anyway, it ended up finding out that there was some mold down here, and it was over by where her bedroom was. She ended up getting, you know, sick. Her eyes almost swelled shut. Just things happened.
Mesothelioma at all or no?
What is it?
Did she get mesothelioma or legionnaires?
No. No, she didn't do any of that. But she definitely had this, some symptoms of stuff of just, you could tell that, oh, crud, I hope I didn't just do that. Her, like I said, her, you know, she, it was like she was having really bad allergies. And then I finally just figured it out. I'm like, it's got to be the mold. And so, you know, we got her out of there, got her into a different place. And she got better, but she would still have flare-ups easily of like, she just was way more sensitive to allergies and stuff. And you know, they say some people, once you are exposed to mold, if you aren't a detoxer of it, you know, those things will stay inside you. And so I'm just suspicious. And I told her, I think we need to, but I don't know. It's hard to know which tests to get, which are going to be accurate and stuff. There's so many gimmicks out there. You just don't know who to trust. But supposedly they said to put somebody on glutathione patches so that they start detoxing. And they said if they have mold, they'll start detoxing some of the toxins out into the urine. And then they said they have a mold urine test, and they said do that route first. So I guess I'm going to have to try that one. So because she's wanting to start trying to have a baby, and it's like, you got to make sure you don't have that in there before you do that. So, oh. But.
Well, I like the cottage cheese. I think cottage cheese.
Yeah.
A dish. Put olives in there. Cherry tomatoes.
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
Some seasoning salt, black pepper.
Yeah.
Yeah.
No,
I
don't eat it anymore, but yeah, no, I used to like it doing that or putting I always liked peaches and pears in it too. But yeah, I think maybe it was Hilda Clark. One of those ladies, Hilda Clark was the parasite lady, wasn't she?
I don't remember.
That's who Hilda Clark is. I think she's the one that discovered about the parasites, which, and that's another route. You know, they say sometimes people with cancer, if they will get on a parasitic medication, they said sometimes that can help too. Because, you know, they think sometimes that's what some of those are. So, I don't know. There's a lot of things out there. It's just that it's just frustrating that the right research isn't being done because research, all it's based on these days is about, oh, how can we make profit? Not about what can we do to really start healing people? Ugh. So, you know, if medicine would become non-profit, I guess maybe we'd finally get some real answers.
Well, all we have to do is get rid of the globalists, then you'll get the answers.
There you go.
Yeah.
I'm not against people making money for medicine. It's just that the companies that are in charge are not on the up and up.
Yeah, exactly.
Mm-hmm.
Exactly. Oh, by the way.
Black walnut. Cloves and black walnut extract is good for getting rid of them parasites.
Oh, yes. Absolutely. That's one of the best things.
If somebody
things.
Pick up cloves off the ground and put them in some water and boil it, then drink that as a tea, that kind of helps too.
Yeah. But I had to tell you guys, so, you know, I'm working on getting a food truck, and I finally came up with a delicious veggie burger, and it's actually like all good ingredients, but I made it. You should see the picture. I don't know if you saw it on Facebook proof, but I made it. It looks like a Big Mac.
Okay.
And it was so good. It's one of the better tasting veggie burgers I've ever had. So I've been trying all kinds of recipes, and this one's just, it's really good. So I'm excited.
Did you find a place to get a food truck?
There's
a place out there on Highway 70 going out on the left side of the road. They kind of sit up on the hills as you go past, you pass St. Peter's, and you can't miss the place. It's right there on the, I don't know what's there now, but it was right there on the left side of the highway as you travel westbound. And one of those car lots, they had food trucks up there. Huh?
Huh. Okay. Well, what I had kind of figured on doing is I have so many, my son-in-law, my nephew, my brother, they're all in construction. So what I'm going to do is I'm just going to order a new, box trailer, cargo trailer. And I'm going to have like the barn doors in the back open like that instead of pull down. And then I'm going to have just an 8.5 by 16 size and get an RV door put on it. And then my brother's going to add, he's going to put the window in it and help me, like, build out the inside of it. Because I can save a lot of money doing that stuff myself, because it's the plumbing isn't very hard. There's all kinds of videos, especially with the food truck videos, where they show you how to set up the plumbing with, you know, with the three sinks and then the hand wash sink and then the water to get to all your stuff. So I, that seems to be the cheapest route. So I can get, my dad's going to help me. He's going to get the truck for me, the trailer for me. And I think I can get a brand new one, like in that, with just that basic package for about $9,000. Because those food trucks, man, the ones that are finished are expensive. And see, I don't need I don't need like two big deep fryers and all that stuff. I'm not going to be fixing that kind of food. So I'm going to fix good food. It's going to be great, but I'm not going to be doing all the deep fried stuff and that. So my conscience won't let me do that. Trying to help people. But just trying to figure it out. I wish I could figure out a way just to start making a little bit of money to be able to just help people in general. But I thought even if I have the trailer, you know, I can use it as my food commercial kitchen, the inspection kitchen, even if I'm just in there prepping, you know, healthy foods and meals for people, I can still use it as my kitchen because they won't let you, like where I live, mm-hmm. like you, if you're using a kitchen to prep food for people, it can't be used for personal use. So like I can't do it out of the house. You can if it's items that don't need to be refrigerated, but anything that has to be refrigerated, you have to have in a commercial, like, inspected kitchen. So, anyway. But I probably will end up doing a little bit of, like, I've got a really good, like, chicken salad recipe that I'll probably do, too. Because I know there's going to be some people that's going to want something besides just vegan and vegetarian food. So I'll have a few things. But I'm going to keep the list short. I don't want too much. That's for sure. So...
Oh well, those Mexicans out here got some big food trucks. Some of them make tacos as big as a bed pillow.
Where is that?
Down here in Louisiana.
Oh my!
I guess
God.
Probably over in Texas too. Yeah, they got big food trucks.
Yeah, there are some. My niece has one. I think. I don't know how big hers is, but yeah. And she did. She just bought hers, you know, but she's doing your traditional, you know, your fried food and stuff. She's doing really well, but I figure there's enough of those. I don't need to add to that. So, but yeah, no, it's a pretty popular thing. That's for sure.
I don't know if food trucks are as big as they were, say, 10 or 12 years ago, though.
Yeah, I think they're becoming even, bigger. I mean, there's so many doing them now. I don't know. I think, and I guess it probably depends on where you are, too. You know, like here in the winter, they're not as popular because it gets cold. So a lot of them I think a lot of them don't even fool with the winter, but I probably will be.
U City, at one place called Soul Taco, they had a food truck. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, no, that's a good place.
Yeah, they had a food truck until they opened up their seating business. But
yeah, they
have some pretty good food at Soul Taco.
Yeah, it is pretty good. I agree. So.
It's a Korean rest. They have Korean recipes like kimagashi.
Uh-huh.
And
yeah.
They got this one salad. That salad is good.
Yeah, what's funny is, and I don't know if he's still dating her, but my daughter, one of my daughter's roommates, Lan Ho was her name, and she was on that Ramsey show, I forget what it was called, something star, food star or something, but I think she was one of the three final contestants or two or something. She didn't win, but she made it till almost the very end. But she's Vietnamese, and her product was Vietnamese coffee. And I know she just opened, but she dated the guy that owned the Soul Taco. And I know she just opened her place up in Chicago. I don't know why she chose Chicago, because she lived in St. Louis, you know. I would have surprised she just didn't bring it back there. I guess maybe there's a bigger Vietnamese population in Chicago. I don't know. But it's a cool place. I wish she would have brought it back here. So, oh well. Vietnamese coffee is good. But it's called Fat Cow. Cute name. Fat Cow. Yeah, I think that's what she's calling it.
That ought to be a good vacation spot to go to those countries over in the East and do the food, the street food.
Yeah. Yeah,
try a little
I don't
bit
know.
Of this and try a little bit of that.
Do you guys have, like, food trailer parks down there in Louisiana?
They got they have those food trucks that's here, there, and, yeah.
So, like, in St. Louis, you know where Afton is?
Yeah.
Okay, so they're building that area up again. And so what they did is, I'm trying to think what street it's close to, but off of Gravoy, if you're driving down it and you get in the Afton area, what they did is they took a big area and they've got like, it's like a V, and on one side of the V, they built this big commercial building, and it's called the Cantina. And then on the left, they've got these places for the food trucks. And then in the middle in the V, they've got this big open like grass area with tables and stuff where people can eat. So it's like a food trailer park, and the trucks all come and park. And then the cantina actually has like even alcoholic beverages. So the people can go into the cantina and get what they want to drink, and then they go to their food trucks and get the food, and then they just all and go socialize and sit and eat, you know, in the middle there. It's kind of cool. So seems to be a pretty popular thing.
Well, the Chesterfield Air Show is coming up pretty soon.
Yeah, that's always pretty cool. I like Chesterfield Airport and that area. That's still a decent area to live. My kids live in like St. Louis, so they're not far from there. But,
they have a big air show there.
Yeah.
If you go out Highway 40, it's there on the left as you go past Clarkston Road.
Right. Yeah.
And then
you
got the Striving Princess coming up. Then they have the International Food display there in Tower Grove Park that's coming up.
Oh, I don't know if I knew about that one. I went to the last food thing like that I went to was
I thought it was out in St. Charles or somewhere. I don't remember. So is this something they have every year at Tower Grove?
Yeah. They have a Greek festival there on Forest Park, right there at the Euclid.
I just wonder how safe it's going to be this year. Jeez.
I don't know.
I mean, you just never know. But shoot, the town I live in, it's been crazy here. I think we have a shooting about every day here somewhere. It's crazy.
Well, you didn't hear about the one today here in Las Vegas, did you?
No.
So this guy was standing at a bus stop, and some weirdo kills him and eats his face right at the bus stop.
What?
He did. Eat his
Are
face.
Are you serious?
I'll show it to you.
He said he ate his face.
Yes.
Oh, my word.
Well, wait a minute. Wait a minute.
What?
You know what that sounds like, don't you? You had people doing that some years ago, and they was on those bath salts, remember?
Yeah. Oh, yeah. I do remember that. Holy cow. Well, yeah, those bath salts, I mean, they were eating, they were like,
and they attack people and chew their face.
Oh, my gosh.
They chew their nose like a snoop.
Wow. Son of a gun. So, eating. Oh, Lord. People. Oh. You know, they said there's some visitors here on Earth now, and they said it could get pretty bad. So, wow.
Yeah, something wrong with these people, man.
Oh, my God.
I don't know what to say.
31-year-old Clinton Check.
Yeah.
Wow.
It was a guy out there in San Francisco. He stripped down naked.
Oh, Lord.
And he was on the streets there, pavement with his hands, butt naked. He was on them bath salts.
Oh, my gosh. Unbelievable. Yeah, maybe these people are not human. I don't know. It makes you wonder. You know, maybe there are reptilians.
Well, they used to be on something where a man would get down in a three-point stance and charge a car coming his way.
Oh. Wow. My goodness. There's, been some crazy things, that's for sure. But that, oh my God, proceeded to eat his, that's so gross.
Yeah, I don't know how people can even think about doing that kind of stuff.
No, I mean, seriously. The guy had to be super crazy. He had to be like hallucinating big time.
You don't think he was just hungry, huh?
No, I think no. Well, maybe he was, but I don't think he was seeing a freaking man's face. I think he must have been seeing something else. I don't know because I've never done it, but I mean, people on drugs, I've heard,
that the hallucinations, and obviously from what you see on like movies and stuff, what they show that people have, I mean, they can be pretty drastic. So I'm sure, well, who knows, maybe they won't tell any more about it, but don't you think they'll cover it a little bit more? Or do you think that'll be the end of it?
Maybe if the guy eating the face said he was a Trump supporter, then they'd cover it.
There you go. Let's hope he comes out and says he's a Biden supporter. Oh.
You had the country of Guinea was pissed off at Joe Biden. He said that his uncle got ate up by cannibals. They crashed
Uncle Bozy.
Oh, so no, wait, what happened?
Yeah, Joe Biden was talking about his Uncle Bozy. Go ahead.
Yeah, his Uncle Bozy was in World War II, I think it was. And their bomber went down and they near Guinea, and they said that the tribal people came, the cannibals, and came and ate him. Now, I'll tell you what, there is cannibals in Guinea.
Right, yeah. But they're saying it was Biden's uncle?
That's what Biden
said. Biden? Oh, my goodness. Wow.
Yeah, you have to wonder sometimes how he comes up with some of this stuff.
I know. I started to say, boy, he really has the stories, doesn't he? Good grief.
And he doesn't have any knowledge that he's getting fact-checked.
Yeah. Wow. I haven't watched anything with him lately, but I did, yeah, the thing you mentioned earlier about him letting people from Gaza come over here, I'm just like, I mean, honestly, this country is just, I mean, we already have enough people in poverty with our own citizens. You know what I mean?
Yes, but there's not enough of a civil war. That's the issue.
Oh.
They need everybody fighting so they can come in, like I say a lot. They want everybody fighting so they can come in as Captain Save-A-Ho and rewrite
true.
Our Constitution and stuff.
Yeah, that's true. Yeah, that and, yeah, they want people to beg them. Help me, help me. Please help me.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, they figure everybody is like New York City, where they're going to keep voting Democrat, and they don't have any idea why there's gangs and illegals and crime everywhere. They can't figure that out. They think everybody in the United States is like New York City.
Yeah, and Pianki, we were talking earlier, too, about all the flipping money that they're giving to the migrants.
Oh, yeah, those
Have
are the
you
chosen
heard
people.
Too?
Illegals, or as they call them, undocumented American friends and trans people, those are the two people or the two classes that have carte blanche to do whatever they want.
Yeah.
Well, that's unconstitutional, but they don't care no more.
Oh, no. They only do it because it's unconstitutional.
I mean, it's just maddening that my poor mother, you know, and so many are elderly, have to live on $1,200 a month. It's like, give me a flipping break. And then they're giving these illegals $10,000 a month? Come on.
Plus, they get free food. They get free housing. They get a bunch of stuff.
I mean, how does that not infuriate? I mean, I guess a lot of people just don't know it. I mean, do you think that the majority of people don't realize that that's happening? I mean, they need to start going out and
I've heard people say they earned it for their hard trip they've had here.
Yeah.
I don't think they really care. Really, I don't. You know, it's hard to tell nowadays. It really is. You don't know what people think.
Yeah. Well, they need to start broadcasting it and putting up billboards and pulling people off the streets and, you know, that are getting those low Social Security incomes and say, hey, how do you feel about you only getting $1,000 a month, but these illegal migrants coming in are getting $10,000 a month? We should ask Biden supporters about that. See how they answer. So you're okay living on $1,000 a month as long as these people get $10,000 a month?
People will say yes. They say it's better to give than
you're
receive
right.
and all that.
Right.
You're right. They will. You're right. They will.
I mean, you got these charities based on religious, Catholic, Lutheran, charity. They take these poor people, they take off the equatorial zones in Africa and put them up in North Dakota and Minnesota, Flagstaff, Minnesota. Where the temperature drops so far it rolls under the bed.
Yeah, that's true.
And them poor people, they come over here, they don't have no winter clothes. They don't know nothing about no winter clothes.
Yeah. I never thought about that. Yeah, that's a little bit of a shock.
So I don't know what to say. It's, that's some Democrats. And then you got some raunchy Republicans. Don't know their butt from a hole in the ground.
Yeah,
they just
look
bad.
No, it's true. I mean, it's just the whole political arena is just a corruption arena. I mean, seriously.
Listening to
we just need a whole new system. We need to do a whole new parallel system.
Yeah,
and everybody will want to be in ours, and we'll be like, no.
Listening to Nancy Pelosi, her excuse and lies are as smooth as a sip of gin.
You know,
but they don't care.
No, I still think back to when she tore up the President Trump's speech. I mean, that was, I mean, seriously, she should have gotten, there should have been something done about that. I mean, that was just really so disrespectful. I mean, we have taught the past 4 years what they have taught these generations of kids, the generation of kids, I guess I should say, they taught them disrespect, you know, that there basically are no consequences for wrong actions. I mean, there's just, they've basically taken away the I mean, there have been no morals displayed within our government, it seems like, on that side, on the Democratic side. I mean, and just the way they respond and stuff. I mean, it's just hideous. The gal, the blackout in California, Waters. I mean, I look at her, I look at Pelosi. Well, they're both in California. Surprise, surprise. You know, it's shameful. It is shameful.
Well, see, you know, illegals come here, and not only them, other immigrants. They come here and work long enough where they can get $1,000 a month from Social Security. They go home, they live like a queen and a king.
Yeah, that's true. That is true.
But they got to come back to the States every 6 months. If you out beyond 6 months, I don't know. I don't think they stop it, but I don't know what. I tell you what, they stop sending it to you because they don't know. They have no way to know if you're still alive. It's a letter over there, and the cousin get the letter and say, "Oh yes, my name is Rodriguez. I'm still alive."
Wow. Good grief.
Yeah.
I didn't even think about that. Good grief.
Oh, exactly.
Wow. That's messed up.
Then they get all those other benefits, half, TANF, and they get the cards, and they swipe the cards. J.P. Morgan gets a percentage.
Mm. Yeah. What? Let's see. Which bank? Who is that? Who just lost some money or something? Who did I hear?
Was that one bank that went out of business?
Who was it?
You talking about Republic Bank in Pennsylvania?
No.
Yeah.
I thought it was one of the big banks.
Yeah, they didn't have but $1 billion in assets.
Was it Chase? No?
Bank of America gobbled them up.
Oh, did they?
They will.
Yeah, I mean, the fact that they bail out the corporations and just freaking ignore the needs of the people, that just tells you everything. Obama did that too, though, didn't he? Wasn't Obama Obama in? Yeah.
Obama
bailed him out?
Did that with One United, the bank that Maxine Waters' husband was chairman of. But some other person, real estate developer or something, overvalued property. They didn't say nothing to him.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
See, what's out right now in front of you, right on your nose, is this disparity that goes on with Democrats and Republicans and conservatives.
Yeah, it's crazy. I mean, it's such a waste of our money. I mean, the tax dollars' money. It's all it does is fuel the bickering going on between the two parties. It just does nothing that's good for the people. Government is not for the people anymore. I mean, come on. I'm just so sick of it. The parties need to be demolished. Something drastic has to change.
Well, the only way around it, though, I don't really want to say this. I'm not saying I want to see this, but it's going to take a war with the 99% versus the 1%.
Well, as much election interference as Soros done, mm-hmm. that should have been a hit squad going after him. Anyway.
Yeah, exactly. That's what I don't understand. It's like there's nobody. It's like that side has just been let go to just go do whatever the heck they want. And it's like there's nobody over here saying, oh, no, you know, they're not going to get away with that. We're going to put a stop to this. It's like there's nobody there, nobody on our side to do anything. So I don't know.
Yeah, I know everybody had hopes from Mike Johnson, but he's probably worse than Speaker McCarthy.
Oh, yeah, no. Actually, yeah, I probably preferred McCarthy over him. Actually, I wish, who's the guy that they tried to get in there, but the Democrats, or was it the...
I haven't heard anything from Jim Jordan lately.
I know. And it was... I think he's a good guy, but it was the Republicans, some of the Republicans that didn't vote on him, right?
Right.
Yeah. So there you go. I was just seeing a thing, too, where it said, Kate, the Queen, over in England.
Okay.
She's been missing, they said, for 5 months.
Oh, I didn't know that.
I was like, what are you talking about? And they're like, they're trying to say that it's due to this and that or whatever, but they're making it sound like she's just kind of disappeared. So I don't know. I don't know if that's true. And that was...
Yeah, I don't know any of that stuff.
Hmm. Let me see. I think that was on X. Maybe it was Epoch Time. Okay, come on, computer. There was an article on here, one that was from the Epoch Times about something to do with the Supreme Court, and I can't... My computer shut down. It's back on, but it's not pulling it up yet. I guess I could Google it on my phone.
I barely use Google.
Let's see. Supreme Court. Well, yeah, I just say Google. A lot of times I don't either. I use DuckDuckGo sometimes. Or let's see. Supreme Court Justice Gorsuch. Is that how you say that? Gorsuch?
Yeah, Gorsuch. Yeah. Uh-huh.
Issues caution during Trump hearing. He said last week suggested in arguments that former presidents, he's talking about how that former presidents like Donald Trump should have immunity. Otherwise, future presidents would be targeted after leaving office. It didn't matter what the president's motives were, that's something courts shouldn't get engaged in. I am concerned about future uses of criminal law to target political opponents based on accusations about their motives. That was the Supreme Court justice. He said that on the 25th. It said Justice Gorsuch, who was appointed by President Trump, made the comment as he and the 8 other justices were hearing arguments on whether former President Trump should be declared immune from prosecution in the election-related case that was brought by special counsel Jack Smith, the former president.
That's another thing. They always make comment appointed by President Trump, appointed by the... Well, I tell you what. Let's let each state appoint a judge. So you have 50 of them.
Yeah.
That's all that stuff. And they serve.
That's a good idea. I like that idea.
Hell, they got room for them to sit up. Some countries have more than that. But let each state, because truthfully, if a person coming from Washington State, they're going to have a different view on things than somebody coming out of Florida or Maine, mm-hmm. or surely a Louisiana. It's a role like that. And besides, you got more conservative states than you do. That'll balance it out.
Yeah, listen to this. It says, let's see, during the hearing, it said he also suggested that future presidents could potentially pardon themselves before leaving offices if the Supreme Court doesn't rule that presidents should enjoy at least some immunity. He said the justice then said he doesn't want to have to make a decision on whether a president can use that authority. So they're basically saying if they let them get away with this, take away Trump's immunity, they're saying that the next president would, before they left office, would pardon themselves. Is that what they're insinuating there?
Well, yeah, they're coming up with those insinuations. And why wouldn't he?
But yeah.
Just pardon yourself.
Yeah, but then that's not fair. It's like you can't just freaking do that. So let Trump go back and pardon himself before. I mean, this is just, it's so out of line. There's nothing okay about it. I mean, it's just it's a Trump hunt. I mean, it just, it's not okay. Not okay.
Police officer put a suspect's handcuffs on too tight, they can sue. But with immunity, it don't go no place.
Yeah. I mean, you can't have the flipping double standards, though. I mean, they're so glaring. It's so glaring. I mean, the hypocrisy is truly the worst virus the past 4 years, because the Biden administration has literally gotten away with like so many things that are truly, you know, wrong, should be in court for, to whereas stuff about Trump is just, it's all BS.
Well, yeah, him bribing Ukraine, the records he kept. Well, you got records on your property. Anyone comes to your place, they're supposed to sign in. Just as if you was going to the National Archives. You sign in so they know who's been there. And who they are and all that stuff.
Just like Epstein's flight logs.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You want Epstein
to keep flight logs, but you don't want Joe Biden to keep visitor logs.
Yeah. Exactly. Beautiful double standards. Yep. Exactly. They feel sorry for Biden. He's old.
You can't feel sorry for him and give him 4 more years at the same time.
Yeah, exactly.
Is he older than Charles Biden?
82?
Oh.
Oh, shit. And they say he is not competent to stand trial, or should I say, I don't know what's the excuse they use.
Right.
Yeah.
Because of his age and that.
Yeah.
Well, if he can't stand trial, how in the hell is he going to serve the president?
Exactly. How can he even be, you know, nominated? I mean, think about it, you guys. Remember at when Trump was president, remember how they were all saying that he wasn't
healthy enough or competent. Wasn't that a thing?
Yeah, they wanted him to have examinations, wanted to get
exactly.
the doctor's opinion.
I mean, so seriously, I mean, it just, it's like this huge joke. Because he was nowhere near incompetent or, you know, I mean, his mind was, he's sharp. I don't care what anybody says. The guy has got a sharp mind.
Who, Brandon?
No, Trump.
Oh.
I mean, the fact that they were even bringing that up when he was, I'm like, really? I'm like, no, there's no flipping. He was, yeah.
But the Democrats thought they were pivoting to Big Mike because Michael Robinson.
Yeah.
Obama's a nice lady. But it didn't work out. Not yet, anyway.
Yeah, there's a picture, a post of Michael Obama on X, and she's standing up, kind of bent over, but it's from the side, and August, the music guy, Five Times August or whatever that is.
Okay.
He posted it, and he's saying, "Do you notice the in the photo?" Of, but I don't know. I don't get it. I can't figure it out. I'm like, I don't see anything. I wish somebody would point it out. So, can't figure out what he's talking about. If it pulls up again, maybe somebody said something. I don't know. Oh, are they really seriously talking about Gretchen Wilson, the Democrat?
Gretchen Whitmer, you mean?
Or Whitmer, yeah, Wilson. Whitmer.
Yeah, I posted something a few days ago where they were trying to introduce her at the NFL draft because with the Democrats, it's all about getting your face out there and getting public interest. So Gretchen Whitmer was brought up there to announce the Lions draft pick, and I've never seen anybody booed that mercilessly before.
Oh, good. Holy cow, guys. This is... Okay, exclusive. Internal DHS data reveals the 45-plus U.S. cities that hundreds of thousands of migrants have flown into via the Biden administration's controversial CHNV mass parole program. The data was obtained by Homeland GOP via subpoena to DHS and was provided to Fox News. It shows that during 8-month stretch from January through August 23, roughly 200,000 migrants flew into the U.S. via the program, with 80% of them, 161,562, arriving in the state of Florida's in four cities: Miami, Fort Lauderdale, Orlando, Tampa.
Mm-hmm.
The top 15 cities migrants flew into, and the numbers during this 8-month window are below. So they basically put down the cities and the amount of migrants. Las Vegas had 483. Woohoo. Obviously, Miami had the most.
Mm.
And then Fort Lauderdale. So, good grief. So, Florida's flooded with them. But DeSantis shipped them out, didn't he?
A lot of them, but you can't get them all.
That's true. My gosh. I mean, seriously? Ugh. Oh. And then this is another one. According to the CV, at least 400,000 migrants have flown into the U.S. via the program since it first began. 154,000
Haitians? 95,000 Haitians. Oh, okay, Haitians. 95,000 Venezuelans. Oh, you know what that is.
Yeah, we have about 52 seconds to get out of here, or this shuts off with or without us. Thank you, Bianchi, for being here tonight. And thank you, Christina, for filling in.
Yeah.
We will be back tomorrow. Please, everybody, support the other shows on the network. It's not just the negative show here. But until tomorrow, hold on to the handrail. Keep hope alive. Remember, only you can prevent forest fires. I am Bruce Negative. I am Bruce.